All eyes will be on Tuscaloosa tomorrow as LSU and Alabama face off in the latest game of the century in college football. That's where we start the morning buzzcast for today, Friday, November 8th. I'm Rick Ellington. CBS will broadcast the latest number one versus number two matchup, but it will have a 3:30 start time instead of the primetime slot that this matchup has commanded for the past 8 years. The game will draw a massive viewership number for sure, but it'll be interesting to see what impact the move to an afternoon start will have. It's doubtful that this game will draw the 20 million viewers that Alabama and LSU got in 2011, the last time they held the top two spots in the polls when they faced off. That game, as I mentioned, was played in primetime, but also had the benefit of weeks of buildup. This year's game certainly didn't just jump up and surprise people, but it didn't have quite the hype as the game 8 years ago has had. As for why this isn't in primetime, CBS, before the start of the season, opted to go with the relatively safe choice of Georgia and Notre Dame back in September for their lone Saturday night broadcast. I'm not going to second-guess that call because it probably was the right call at that time, but you've got to think at least some execs are wishing that they had left well enough alone. As for the other attraction at Bryant-Denny Stadium, President Trump will continue his recent parade of appearances at high-profile sporting events by attending Saturday's game. Alabama officials have altered plans for the game to accommodate the president's visit, including opening the gates of the stadium earlier than normal, due in part to the enhanced security measures that will be in place to accompany Trump's appearance. It is speculated that one reason Trump is heading to Alabama is because he's likely to receive a much more welcoming reception than what he got at MSG last weekend for UFC 244, and certainly a better response than DC had for him during the World Series a couple weeks ago. But don't be quite so quick on that assumption. We've got a family friend who's lived in Tuscaloosa for decades, and she said that a lot of people in town aren't all that thrilled with Trump's visit. And that has nothing to do with his politics, but the fact that he is messing up pregame plans and making it harder for fans to get to the game. If a large number of fans are stuck in long lines and miss the start of the game, they can turn in a hurry on the president. Having spent plenty of time around that state, there's one thing that Alabamans care more about than politics and religion, and that's college football. Of course, Alabama and LSU isn't the only game that will have major implications on the CFP standings tomorrow. The second battle of unbeatens takes place in Minneapolis, where the Golden Gophers will be hosting Penn State. University of Minnesota officials last night officially announced that TCF Bank Stadium will be sold out for the noon kickoff, the first sellout at the venue in 4 years. Buzz around the Minnesota program is at a level that it hasn't been seen in a couple decades in the Twin Cities. There is some big news to touch on outside of the college football world. Disney is, of course, gearing up for the launch of Disney Plus next week, something that my wife has already pre-ordered. But Bob Iger mentioned something yesterday during the company's quarterly report that certainly caught my attention. ESPN Plus now has 3.5 million paid subscribers. That's up from 2.4 million subscribers that the company announced just 3 months ago. A nearly 50% spike in just 3 months is certainly significant, and that number figures to continue to grow as the Disney Plus bundle does include ESPN Plus. Also, MSG yesterday officially announced plans to spin off its sports assets into a separate company in early 2020. One thing that was made clear is that Jim Dolan plans to continue to own both the Knicks and Rangers under the new setup. So apologies continue to go out to Knicks fans. One thing to keep an eye on this weekend outside of college football is the scene in Seattle, where the Sounders will host MLS Cup for the first time. More than 69,000 fans are expected at CenturyLink Field in what promises to be a raucous atmosphere when the Sounders take on Toronto FC. Not only will one of the most passionate fan bases be on display, it also will pit the two most successful teams in this league's most recent chapter. It'll be the third time that the Sounders and Toronto FC have met in the finals over the past 4 years, with each club claiming one win. It certainly should be a celebratory weekend for Don Garber and the rest of MLS. That's your Buzzcast for Friday. Hope everybody enjoys a busy November weekend.